All right. Well, I haven't been able to do a whole lot of podcasting. I've been very busy trying to get things together on my end here. It's pretty out today, actually. It's really nice. I've been back to my cleaning. I did so much cleaning yesterday. When I went to bed, I smelled like bleach. My hands, no matter how much I wash them, they still smell like bleach. I didn't put any gloves on because the gloves started getting tight or something, like water is leaking in there, and I couldn't take them off, so I didn't wear the gloves, and now I'm kind of paying for it. Had too much chemicals on my hands. So I'll try to do a podcast tonight because there's a lot of stuff I wanted to talk about. You know, whenever I don't do them, I have things I want to talk about. And then when I do them, I'm like, what? Why am I on here? Yeah, I've been working my butt off, getting things together, doing my health stuff, going to the gym. On Wednesday, I finally start my leg therapy. I don't know how it's going to help me, but I'm going to do it. Just as long as I don't re-break anything, I'll be fine. I know it's going to hurt like hell. It's going to sit there and try to massage my foot, and it's going to suck. I hate it. I hated it the first time I had to go through it. I don't care how good looking those guys are. It's like, don't fucking push there. Like, why are you pushing there? There's this yard. It has four big dogs, right? And there's this cat walking, and they're barking through the fence. And there's this one cat just strutting really slowly. And these dogs are all freaking out. And it's just walking slowly. Okay, so I'm gonna... Oh, there's other people here. What the hell? Oh, they're all my age. I guess we all have the same thing. I'm gonna wash my car today. But I just remembered I didn't eat, so I gotta get me something to eat or have something there so I don't pass out. I don't want to wait. I want to do it right now while I have the energy. I thought for sure it'd be totally empty, that place, but... And I'm going to do it by hand, actually. I didn't want to talk because that guy is like looking right in my window. He's in a truck just looking down at me. I hate that. Okay. There's no reason to have a truck that fucking big. You know, unless you're in Texas or something. You don't need no fucking truck that big. Nobody does. All to compensate for their little wieners. Okay, let's see. I'm going to get me a...
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. Would you like to try our new art? Can I help you?
I'd like a large iced coffee.
What flavor?
Caramel.
Anything else?
I'll get a bacon McDouble.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
I better get me in. I know this is going against everything I've been preaching about, but I'm going to get my hamburger because I'll feel better. I don't even know if I got one. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, I'll just do this. Oh my gosh, I just got this. Wait, I'll tell you guys in a minute. I have a feeling I got a flat. I better not have a flat. That smell. Oh my God.
Hello.
Hi.
There you go. Have a great day.
Thanks. Damn. It's like, can you? I got this whiff, like this smell coming from the window, you know, that they have open. And it totally brought me back to when I was young and I was working at a fast food place. I only lasted a week and they fired me. But I worked there and I just got the smell of that. It was that smell in there. I was like, oh my God. I hated working at a fast food place. Oh yeah, that just hit the spot. Oh my God, can people go any slower? What the hell? Like no one's driving right. Oh, because there's a cop. I don't know what I was thinking. I should just stay home. All right. I hope it's not packed. Oh my God, where are all these people coming from? Jesus. Whoops. That's what I get. Okay, hold on. It's kind of funny, like everybody here is my age. We know when to wash our cars. Get away from people. Ow. Oh, this is going to be a lot of fun. It's not going to be a lot of fun, actually, but... Hey, I'll get my exercise in. I'll get my keys in here. I'll take a bite of my hamburger before I start. Yeah, so I start my leg therapy on Wednesday. And the doctor still won't give me, renew my prescription for the painkiller for my leg. So, when I get home, I gotta bug her. Oh, you're supposed to dry your car with a towel after? I never knew that. I just drive. I don't think I have a towel. This time I'm gonna do it different. I have brought this bucket. I'm gonna fill it up with the water. I brought a sponge. And I'm actually, oh my God, this hamburger is so good. I can't believe it. I'm going to pay for this. I know it. Okay, I'm actually going to wash it by hand. It took me 3 days of thinking about this. And I'm not going to do the wax on, wax off shit, right? But I have certain movements I'm going to do for exercise while I'm doing this. So, I kind of have a plan. Like, I'm going to work out while I'm washing a car somehow. I'm not going to dance around like no fool because you'll get shot. But, I'm taking every opportunity, like, of chores or things that I have to do to try to strengthen my body. And that is the goal for the next couple months. So I'm cleaning things. I'm going through things again. You know, there's more things that I should have got rid of the first time, but I didn't. And I'm just changing everything up because in the next 4 weeks, I'm going to have a major surgery, so I want to be kind of, like, totally organized. But while I got it all planned out. So while I'm recovering from the surgery, I'm already set up to, I'll do my podcast, of course. I'll do little podcasts here and there. But I'm going to, start, my stuff for my business because I have a, this is what we're going to do. I'm actually getting a warehouse. A little warehouse, okay? It's not that big. It's only 1,500 square feet, but that's big, right? So I'm going to get the warehouse and I'm going to start my business from there. And I'm actually going to, have an area and I'm going to start teaching classes. So I came up with all this in the last couple weeks. I had to really sit and pray about it. Like, okay, it's time for me to move forward. You know, this has been great. It's been fun. But I had to really think and put things in perspective. Like, what the hell am I doing? I'm wasting too much time on this shit. Right? Life is passing me by. And that's what I feel like.
And it really hasn't. You know what? I've been going to school. I've been accomplishing things. But I'm like one of those people. If I stay stagnant for too long, I feel like I'm being idle, which is a sin, right? Which is what you're not supposed to do anyways. You know, being idle in your life with no accomplishments or anything like that is it's bad. Like in my thinking, that means you're wasting your life. You're wasting your time, you know. And time is precious, especially as you get older. You start getting in your 40s, man. You don't have 5 years. 5 years has gone in a blink of an eye, you know. 10 years has gone in a blink of an eye. You start reaching the 50s, 60 comes along, 70, you really don't have a whole lot of time. So that's what I'm like, okay. So I'm going to get it together. I'm getting my energy back, and I'm going to do the dream that I dreamed of doing. Even if I can only do it for 5-10 years, you know, at least I did it and I got there. So that's the plan. And it all starts off with cleaning my car. Because when you got your other stuff in order, you can do other things. Now, I don't think it's an OCD thing, you know. Maybe in some way, it's kind of an OCD thinking, you know. It's about, but I think it's just OCD is kind of like an outward expression for people to organize their thoughts, but you see it visually. Like, okay, yeah, they may wash their hands in rotation of 15 times because 15 reminds them of something, something. But what it is, it's the mind. And for me, I bask in whatever OCD I have, because if it wasn't for that kind of stuff, I wouldn't have made it as far as I have, right? I wouldn't have been able to accomplish the dreams that I was able to do if it wasn't for that odd thinking. Well, that's how I start. I start cleaning, and as I clean, I get in deep thought, and then things come together, and then... So, yeah, I made my decision. I'm going to finish my credential program so that way I can legally teach for legally, like I'm covered. Whether it's in my own studio or what, this means I could teach minors, you know. I can already teach adults, but to teach minors, it's best to be credentialed. No matter who you are, you know, I think you should get your credentials. Even if you're going to teach basket weaving, you know, just get them. You got yourself covered. You have some experience. You already have your layout. By the time you're done with your credential program, you got the type of teaching skills that you want already planned out. You already know how to deal with situations that come up. You're a mandatory reporter. What you say has clout, you know, if you just so happen to run into a child or something that you are suspecting of abuse or there's something going on, the courts and the states will take into consideration what you say, so it's important. Sorry, I'm just munching. I'm just so happy I'm eating. I just watched this man clean his car. I must be getting old, you know. I'm having a respect for men in their 50s because I'm old. I keep, you know, it's still hard for me to believe how old I am because I still get carded. I mean, I still get carded on a regular basis. You guys have no idea. But I keep forgetting, like, oh my God, they're my age. You guys are close to my age. Oh. Sorry, dude. I'm just eating. I'm not loitering. And I, you know, and I would, yeah. So I have this appreciation. I've been watching. There's two kinds of men I've been seeing. This is, I'm talking about older men. Never really looked at them before. Until recently. Recently, I'm like, damn, these people are like my age. And you see what kind of man they turned out to be, you know, like, you got the guys that are still like kids, you know, they're irresponsible, they talk a lot of shit, they look pathetic, and then you got these guys that are just like together, you know, they got it together, they may be single, like, I think that guy that was, what, he could tell, like, he's single, because everything's too clean. He doesn't have, like, a mess everywhere from family or anything. They're just responsible. I'm so sorry I'm talking while I'm eating, but that felt good. You know, they've, like, they're content with their lives. You know, whether, no matter what they've been through, you know, they may have been through hard times, they may have made some stupid decisions in their lives, but they're at a place where they're content. It's like, okay, my family's good, my health is good, I'm happy, I'm content. My big day is getting my iced coffee, you know. Whether from Starbucks or McDonald's, I'm content. That is like my day. If I can go to sleep comfortably at night, like sleep past 4 hours, my life is good, you know. And that's kind of where I'm at, too. I'm like, as long as I can wake up, make my wonton soup, do some crafts, and I love it. I really do. And I think I'm getting to the point where I'm really going to embrace this. Do you know what I mean? I've been going through some really soul-searching things the last couple weeks. Like, really stepping back and taking a look at what I've been doing, my life. I mean, I've been going to school, so it's not like it was empty. But now that I have this free time, it's like, okay, what's the next step? And I was battling the whole aging thing because it's pissing me off. I've got sunspots on my face now. And it's pissing me off. And it's like, I don't know what to do. I was like, you know, I can go the whole, I should wash my car. Just sitting here like a fool. I could go the whole, what do you call it? Cosmetic route. First of all, I don't have that kind of money. So if anybody wants to donate, I'll go get my nose done. No, I'm just kidding. No. I don't have that kind of money. And the second, I'm too scared. I've been researching and reading these things. And everything is so dangerous. You know, everything is just way too dangerous. And I don't know if it's worth it. Maybe I should just be content. Be content with what I have, you know, because you never know. Like, you know, the one thing I keep thinking about is there was this lady, well, not lady, she was, we were 24 years old at the 25 years old at the time. She's a nice girl, right? So she spent all this money. She got liposuctions on her thighs. She got something done with her waist or something like that. And then she had a bunch of stuff done on her face. She looked gorgeous. She spent at least $40,000, $50,000 out of pocket. She had it for about 2 months and died in a car accident. You know, well, she went over this cliff. We called it Magoo Rock. I don't know. You could look it up on the coast. And she actually drove over it. And she was killed. And I always think about that. I don't know why. I always think about, oh my God, she spent all this money on her appearance. And she spent all this time about the way she looked. And she was so young. You know, she didn't have any problems. But for some reason, her self-esteem was messed up. Because some asshole guy or somebody was saying shit to her. You know, and she let it get to her that bad that she was willing to spend all this money. Now me, I'm willing to
Oh, shoot. I just took a shower, too. I just spilled coffee all down my boobs. God, these boobs get in the way. I'm telling you. Like, everything falls on. It's like, you know what? I would like to create a blouse or a bra that just, like, catches everything. That you, you know, cracker crumbs. It just catches it. So it's not all over your shirt. I shouldn't wash my car right now. I'm so talkative. Because if I step outside and start talking, they're going to go, stupid gringo. She's sitting there talking to herself. Oh my gosh. Okay. Now I got all these things on my mind. Orle! Okay, let's see. Let's go get my stuff out of the truck. You know what's sad? I've washed my car many times, like, spray wash it. But I have never, washed it. Like, I've never wiped down the windows or anything like that. I'm actually gonna do that today. Oh, my tire is, what the hell? Oh no, it's just dirt. I feel like an average citizen. Average domestic. An average domestic goddess. Okay, I got my keys. I got my windows up. Okay. I guess I'll talk about all this stuff later. If I remember. I don't think I'll remember though. But yeah, so that's where my mind's been the last couple weeks. Reflecting, cleaning things up, getting ready for my new adventure. And don't worry, I'm going to tie all this new stuff in with my Hangouts and my YouTube channel. So, I'll be over there. But I'm still going to do my podcast when I have, you know. And I enjoy listening to the shows, especially the ones who have the late night and early morning shows. Thank you very much. I enjoy listening to the clips and everything like that. So they've been good. Yeah, don't come over here. I'm not giving you anything. Don't come over here, dude. You guys see I'm at a car wash? What the hell? Okay, I better do this before it gets too hot. All right, well, thanks for listening to another episode of On the Road.